Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, good evening, everyone. Truly, this again is another day that the Lord have allowed us to live in it. And I'm so grateful that God favored me to be in this day, because someone did not make it in this very day. I am so glad that God's mercy has kept me throughout the day. I've been saved all day, and I'm glad about it. How about you? I've been enjoying Jesus all day long. My soul is a witness for the Lord. My soul does magnify the Lord. I tell you, it is a blessing, a blessing, a blessing, a blessing to be with you all again on this evening of June. We're already into June. Over half of this year is gone. Today is the 14th day of June, and I'm glad about it. I want you to listen to this song on this evening. Mother Janie is not with us on the first Wednesday and second Wednesday. Last week was the fifth Wednesday, but we're on course now. We'll have our precious mother with us on next week if the Lord say the same. But I've been listening to church all day, old school church, you know, that good stuff that get down into the marrow of your bones that make a difference. I have nothing against the new stuff, but I need something. You know, you look at the rain, and if a hard driving rain comes, it does the earth no good, because it beat down so hard it rolls off. But if that slow, still rain comes down, it soaks into the earth, and it brings forth seed. Now the water that fell, torrential rain that fell, it did something, but it did not nourish the ground like it should, because it was so quick, so hard, it just rolled in and rolled right away. But that slow rain that comes down, it does the earth good. You need that slow rain from God, that it will come and saturate your mind and your soul. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. I tell you, I've been looking forward to this evening just to get on here to say hello to you, and you, even though I can't see you. Somebody is there. And if you're not on the air with me, it's all right, because I'm on here. Someone will hear this word that God has for them. Maybe tonight it's not for you, but it's for someone, whoever listens. The scripture let us know that he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And it tells you to harden not your heart. Surrender all to the Lord. I'm going to play this for you. It's already in progress, and I shut it down for a few minutes. I give honor to God, of course, always. I come on praising God. I give honor to God and to every listener that is listening to the sound of my voice, and especially to my sister, Evangelist Jacqueline Grant, that God is doing great things in her life, and I appreciate her. I looked this morning early. My phone went off, and I looked, and it says Jacqueline Post. So I said, let me see what Sissy has out here. And as she was saying to everyone to join in tonight for the preach word, she was on her job early this morning. Somebody sang a song, said, this morning when I rose, I didn't have no doubt. This morning when I rose, yeah, I didn't have no doubt. This morning when I rose, yeah, I didn't have no doubt. I knew the Lord would take care of me. I know the Lord, he will provide for me, and he lead me and guide me all the way. I tell you, I don't like technology. apology because I was holding the little song for you all and it went off the screen. But it's all good. We're going to bring it back. We're going to tell the Lord, thank you. And we're going to bring it back because that young man was singing that song. Oh, bless his name. It was sounding good. And I said, let me let them hear that. And I'm grateful. I hope I can get him back. There he is. Ah, come on, come on.
Lord, you brought me, come a mighty long way. And Master, you've been a mother for me. Yes, Lord, you've been a father for me. You've been a sister. Lord, you've been a brother too, and you didn't leave me. You stayed by my side, and when trouble came, you wiped the tears from my eyes. You see, I could have really been dead, sleeping in my grave, but oh, you made that. Lord, you made that behave. Lord, you brought me, oh, from a mighty long way. And oh, you brought me from a mighty long way. Jesus, you brought me. I'm not doing that to the pop yet. I'm going to do some music that you enjoyed when you were 18. Y'all enjoy all them little ones now, Lil Wayne, Lil Boosie, Lil Rufus, Lil everybody. This is what your grandma went crazy over when she was 18 years old. Give me F sharp. Who on the organ? Craig on the organ. Give me Michi on the piano for this right here. This old school right here.
So you can all have a free breakfast.
Uh-oh. Grandma, get ready. I'll make sure you sit beside Grandma. When I start this, Grandma going to lose it. Because Grandma ain't heard this song. Maybe she is, right? Here we go. The Lord do it. Where my real church for that? Just what music man said, come on. I need you to do it for me, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. He was singing, Lord, keep me day by day. That takes me back some years of when I was a little girl and my mom's choir used to sing, Lord, keep me day by day. I believe the Caravans or someone made that back in the day. Lord, keep me in a pure and perfect way because I want to live in a building not made by man. I tell you, it's good to, when you've been there, it's good to go back. Somebody said don't look back, because if looking back is going to cause you to go back, then don't look back. But you know what? There are some things tonight that it is good to look back, because you need to go back to where you once were. You need to go back to praising God and blessing his holy name and lifting up your eyes unto the hill from whence cometh your help. You need to go back. You need to look back. Because where one time you prayed, now you don't pray, you complain. You need to go back. Lord, keep me day by day. Lord, keep my body strong. You need to go back. You need to pray that prayer when you get up in the morning. Lord, keep my body strong. You need to pray that prayer all throughout the day. Lord, keep my body strong. Even in this hour, Lord, keep my body strong. And then the song, the next one was, Lord, do it. Do it for me. You're asking God. It's me, Lord. I'm praying. I'm standing in the need of prayer. I need you to touch and set me free. I tell you, I enjoy Jesus. I don't care how it comes, whether it comes in a can, comes in a bottle. It doesn't matter to me, just as long as I get Jesus. They had a commercial, and I preached in South Carolina and Hollywood. I preached at this church in Hollywood, and some of you know her, Apostle Ford's church. When I came down and she said, you're in town, I must have you to come and preach for me. And while others were out enjoying themselves, I went to the house of the Lord to bring the word of God. I wasn't interested in having a good time out. I went to have a good time in the house of the Lord, and Pastor Ford blessed me, and I thank God for her. Pastor, I'm giving a shout out to Pastor Gertie S. Ford, for those of you that know her. She's an apostle. I call him pastor. I call him apostle. Whatever the title is, it's all good, because we're all in the vineyard working for God. Those of you that's listening, it's just as important. Because, see, you're going to hear what I say, and then you're going to tell it to someone else. So you're spreading the gospel. What I say on the broadcast, you tell somebody in the grocery store. You talk to each other and talk about what Pastor Benjamin said. You're spreading the gospel. You're like Paul. You're preaching the gospel and not in the pulpit, because all preaching is not going to be done from the pulpit. That's why the Lord told us to go out into the highway, into the hedges. Because just sitting in four walls just might not be enough. So Lord, keep me in a pure and perfect way. I want to live. I want to live in a building. I'm looking forward to that. They sing at my mom's homegoing service. I'm working on a building. With a sure foundation. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God in my belly. Holding up the bloodstain. Banner for my Lord. When I get through church, working on the building. I'm talking about myself now. When I get through, the building is you. When I get through working on me. And you need to say that to you. When I get to working on me, my mom worked until the day was done. She worked until she couldn't work no more on her building. That's why I could rejoice, even though my heart was heavy, that I would not ever see her again. But I know that she was working on a building while she was able. So we're saying, when I get through, what am I saying? Working on this building down here on earth. I'm going up to heaven, Jesus, and get my reward. Oh, bless his name. I'm looking forward to that myself when I get done preaching down here. I'm going up to heaven. Where Jesus is, that'll be heaven. Where Jesus is heaven there. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. So wherever the prepared place is, whatever, he preparing it. I woke up this morning, and I've been dealing with some circumstances, some situations, ever since the death of my husband. And then, you know, a year has gone by in May that he passed away, and I was telling my sister, Evangelist Jackie, earlier that it was this very same weekend that we're approaching Juneteenth weekend that I had his memorial service. Can you believe that a year has come? God is so good, and yet we're here. Through the storm, we went through COVID, and I don't know where you all are that's listening, but last week, Tuesday, I began to cough and cough and cough, and I mean cough and couldn't stop, because some of that smoke that was in the element from Canada got into my throat, and I didn't know what was going on, but look at God. I was not consumed by that, but now I'm way down here in Delaware. That smoke was up in Canada, and I began to pray for the folk from New York. Because if I could see it and taste it and smell it, you can imagine what it was like for those in New York, and especially in the city. So I called my brother Michael. I said, now I know there's other people in New York, but my brother Michael was my top priority. Let me make sure my brother is okay. See, that's the way we're supposed to be about saints. When one saint is in trouble, we all are in trouble. So I checked on my brother. He said, I'm good. He said, but I won't go out without my mask on. That's what they're telling us. He said, but I'm good. And when he said, I'm good, I told God, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord. But as I stated a few moments ago, and I'm not going to be long, I woke up and I could hear my mom. Now, I know the scripture tell us that there's no life in the grave. You all don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. Once you leave this earth, you're dead. And you might say, well, my grandmother came to me and told me that there was going to be a fire at such and such a place for me not to go. And I didn't go, and the place burned down. I would have been in that place. That's good. But that was not grandma. Once you leave this earth, you're finished. Now, you may have seen a familiar spirit. That's what the Bible called it. That was not your grandmother. That was a familiar spirit that seemed or looked or appeared in the form of your grandmother. But it was an angel warning you for you to take heed and obey, and you would be spared the trouble. But I heard the melody from my mother this morning. And she was singing because of the things that I'm encountering. I heard her because I was talking to God, and I said, God, what am I going to do? How am I going to get through this? Lord Jesus. how am I going to manage? If it goes this way, how am I going to keep up with everything? I had talked to God about it. And this morning when I woke up to move around in my bedroom, and I went into the bathroom, and as I was coming out of the bathroom, I heard my mother say, God specializes, my God, today in things that's impossible. Because with God, the Word of God declares, with God, all things are possible when God is in it. And I began to hear her saying, have you any rivers, my God, today that seem uncrossable? Have you any mountains, ah, God, I thank you, that you cannot tunnel through? She said, God specializes in things that seem impossible. And he can do what no other power can do. I want you to know tonight on this Blog Talk Radio that whatever your problem may be, God specializes in the impossible, because he can take the impossible, possible, do you hear what I say? Impossible. And he can drop the, how do you spell impossible? I-M-P-O-S-S. Look here. He can take the impossible and let's just check it out. Spell it out. Write it down on a paper. Write it in your head, your heart, and say, I am, now I'm trying to get you somewhere, I am the letter I and the letter M. Possible, the letter P. Put it together, impossible. But, when the impossible seems to be impossible, drop the I and the M. And look at the word again, it says possible. So what seemed to be impossible, give the I am to the Lord, because he said, I am that I am. And when you give the I am to him, it becomes I am, and I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. So the impossible just became possible for me to accomplish what I need to accomplish. Have you seen the mountains? I told you, we don't climb mountains here. You speak to them. But the songwriter said, have you any mountains that you cannot? Do anything with. Told you, you need to go visit a place that has real mountains. Maybe you'll change your mind about climbing the mountain. Now, there are mountain climbers. But you're not equipped. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Just speak to the mountain. Well, we used to sing this song years ago. It sounded good. Lord, you don't have to move my mountain, but give me the strength to climb. Lord, don't take away my stumbling block, but lead me all around. Yeah, the stumbling block I like. Lead me around the stumbling block. But Jesus, do something with this mountain. Because as I'm looking at this mountain, I can't can't do nothing with this mountain. So therefore, I don't want to climb it. But I want to speak to it like you said and tell it to move and let it move. But the songwriter said, have you any mountains that you cannot tunnel through? Well, let me tell you what the songwriter did. He didn't tell you, or she didn't tell you, to climb it. The songwriter said, realizing when the songwriter looked at the mountain and saw what type of mountain it was and how he or she was not equipped to climb that mountain, he said, you know what? God said, oh, he said, I'm getting out of this real quick. God specializes in things impossible. Because he can take the I am. Because he said, I am that I am. I am able to move mountains out of the way. I am able to help you cross the river when it seems like you're going to be consumed by the river. But the I am of me make it possible for you to cross that river. I am just removing the letter I and the letter M. Make it possible. Make it possible. Make it possible for you to overcome that obstacle, that mountain that look like it's going to overtake you. You can make it with possible, but you cannot make it with Emma. Possible. But when you let I am know that God specializes and destroy the I am and leave you with possible. What a mighty God we serve. He will turn your night into day. Some of you have been in night a long time. But God can take the I am away from you and leave you with possible. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Paul dropped the I and the M, and he began to speak positive with possible. Norman Hutchins said, make no difference what you're going through. You're going to make it. God's going to see you through. Troubles and trials that come your way, but put a smile on your face. Get ready for your blessing. Get ready for your miracle, because God's got a blessing with your name on it. Because I am is no longer calling the shout, the shots. Lucy is saying, the I am is no longer in your way. You got a straight run. The possible. You got a straight run that I can do all things. You got a straight run. As I talk about a straight run, I'm reminded of a story that I was told that this husband and wife was traveling, going home for the holiday. So the husband drove in the traffic and going through around the city and whatever. And he was tired and he said to his wife, I need to go to sleep. I need to close my eyes for a couple of hours. I'm going to let you take the wheel. I got you on 95 South. Just follow the road 95 South. Now they're on their way to Georgia. They're about North Carolina somewhere. He said, I just need to close my eyes for a couple of hours. But I got you on the road you need to be on. Just keep straight down 95. But what happened was she obeyed what her husband had told her. But for some reason, she wasn't reading the signs. So she just took her husband at his word that he knew what he was talking about. So she didn't look at the signs. But God's got signs all the time letting you know that I am with you, but you're not paying attention to the signs. All you know, you're supposed to keep straight. So when the husband woke up, he said, where are we? And the husband saw the sign that the wife ignored because she was told to just go straight down 95. Just keep straight. I'm going to sleep for a couple hours. And I'll wake up and take over. But when the husband saw the sign, it said, welcome to Florida. She kept right on going, knowing that she was on her way to Georgia. She left home on her way to Georgia. But she didn't pay the signs any attention that said, welcome to Georgia. And she kept right on riding because her husband told her, stay on 95, just keep straight. She let the I am, which was 95, and she ignored the fact that possible was taking over. But she kept straight on. I am impossible. And her I am ended her up in a destination that she did not want to be in. She wanted to be in Georgia. But she kept on riding. She kept on going. And that's the way it is with some of you tonight. God has made the way for you to get to your destination, but you let something hinder you, something distract you from paying attention to the signs. God says, I'm standing here. Behold, I stand at your door and knock. And if any man would open, I will come in. I will join him, and I will sup with him. I'll be there for him. I'll be there with him. But you're looking at the I am, and you're still going. So you missed your destination. Possible was in Georgia. But you kept through to Florida. Don't miss your possible tonight. Toss out your I am. Because Jesus is your possible. Standing right there. Ready and willing to bring you through to your destination. But you are looking straight. And the signs is telling you. Georgia. The sign is telling you. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. You see victory on the sign. But you still going straight with I am. Victory is where possible. temple is. You are not seeing the sign, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. You're still looking at I am. I am is going to cause you to detour from your possible that God has put in your path. All things are possible to him who believe. That scripture. It doesn't say all things are impossible to him that believe. For to he that believe, to him that believe, all things are possible. But you allowed I am to make you go straight. And you missed your destination. Your destination was possible with a velocity O-R-Y attached to it. You would have come out singing, victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, Mother Janie sang it for you, to get thee behind, because victory was born with possible, and I got the boss now. But you let I am cause you to shipwreck. You didn't say like the songwriter said, Lord, do it for me right now. You said, I got my eyes fixed on I am. That's your 95 street. And here are the signs plastered. 5 more miles to Georgia. But all you can see in front of you is straight. I am 95. And when the husband awakened, he found that he was in Florida. Well, when you look at it, God says, I have laid the foundation and I've opened up the way for you, and you kept going. You didn't trust me to get off. Possible. You didn't trust me to get off at victory. You didn't trust me. So you kept going. It's what the enemy wanted you to do, so that you couldn't get the blessing that I had waiting for you at possible. That's what you did. And then you said, I've been waiting on the Lord a long time, and he hasn't answered my prayer. He hasn't, but you kept going. And now you want to blame him because you've been going in a circle for 40 years, just like the children of Israel. They stayed in the wilderness when possible said, come out. But they hung out with the I am and not the I am. And they stayed in the wilderness 40 years. As my uncle would say, unbelievable. It was not necessary for them to stay in the wilderness that long. It wasn't intended. God had made it possible for them. He made it possible for them to come out of the wilderness leaning on the Lord. But they hung out with the I am and not the I am. I am is spelled with an I, a A, and an M. But they hung out with I and the M, and they stayed in the wilderness. But you know, God didn't forsake them, even in the wilderness. He did not forsake them. Because the Bible, if you read it in Exodus, it tells you their clothes didn't even fade. Their clothes didn't even fade that they had on. Can you imagine wearing the same thing for 40 days? Never mind 40 years. But God even kept their clothes for them and fed them manna from on high. He made it possible for them to survive even after they didn't follow the road he chose for them. God's been doing that for some of you a long time. You're on your own road. And he's standing there saying, come unto me, for I will give you eternal life. I will give you life abundantly. Come unto me. You've had enough impossible situations, and yet you still hanging out with impossible. When I remove the I am through my blood, through Calvary, so that you can get to possible. But on your way to possible, you'll see the signs of V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. Keep coming, because on the other side of V-I-C-T-O-R-Y is possible. God made it possible for you to get to your destination. I'm reminded of the gentleman that went to a city, and they were afraid to go over the wall because the enemy was over the wall. I read so many things years ago when my eyesight was good. But I remember a lot of them. And these centurions was afraid because in that town they didn't like centurions. They killed them. But let me tell you something about them. They were hungry. So they had a conversation with each other and said, listen, if we go over into the city, go over the wall and go into that city, they're going to kill us. And then they came to another conclusion and said, and you know what? If we stay outside of the wall and don't go into the city, we're going to die from starvation. So they thought about what was happening. Either way, they made a decision. They said, well, either way, we're going to die. But let's get it over with. Why sit we here until we die? Because starvation is a very slow death. I've watched it. That's a slow death. It takes you a long time to die from a lack of food. A lot of pain. Lot of pain when you starve to death. It's very painful because your organs are lacking what it needs, and they are angry and they make you feel it. It's one of the worst deaths there is. Starvation. So they said, why sit we here until we die? Let's just get up and go over the wall. Let's go on into the city and get it over with. At least we'll be dead and we won't know about it. It'll be finished. It'll be over. It'll be done. That's what they're talking to each other. Oh, but let me tell you this. When you learn how to trust God, yes, you'll talk to yourself. You'll have a conversation with yourself. Fear will also be there. But those centurions, they dropped the am. And they said, let's go on over and get it over with. And let me tell you what happened. When they dropped the I am and went on over to possible, God had killed every one of their enemies. They were all dead. The whole city that they feared, God gave it to them because they was willing to take that run over into the city, over into the wall. They were willing to die, not knowing that God had made the way for them to live. So they got over there, and every one of their enemies, including the children, they were all dead. The whole city belonged to them. And all the food they could eat belonged to them. Are you going to sit here tonight until you die? Or are you going to drop the I am that's been holding you bound? Keep going to VICTORY. To get to possible, POSSIABLE, I think that's how it was spelled the last time I wrote it down. And God has a plan that the whole city belong to you. What's impossible for you is possible. The impossible. My mom sang. She used to sing that song in her church. God specializes in things that seem impossible. See, because it says sing, that's what it looked like to you. But with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. So whatever you're going through, whether it's sickness in your body, whether it's court, whether it's housing, whether it's a job, whatever it is, whether it's your children that don't want to act right, whatever it is, drop the I am out of your mind and start looking at the possible that's left behind the I am. See, the I am is in the front and possible is in the rear. But once you drop the I am, that make possible the front runner. Lord, I thank you for this message tonight. Because I was going to come out of the book of Romans, the first chapter. You all can read it. You might not like what you read, but you can read it. But God always sends me in the way that he wants me to go. It's time for you listeners to get rid of the I am and work with the possible. I thank God for the familiar spirit, for the angel this morning that sang to me that sounded like my mother. Have you, hallelujah, Jesus, any rivers that seem crossable? And have you any mountains that you cannot tunnel through? God specializes in things that's impossible. And God can do for you what no other power can do. Jesus said, all power is in my hand. So there is nothing too hard for God. The question was asked, is there anything in Isaiah's God? Is there anything too hard for God? No. Nothing. I went to see a movie on Broadway once, a play, and it said, your arms, some of you may remember that, your arms are too short to box with God. The devil's arms are too short to box with God when it comes to his children, the ones that obey him, the ones that's trusting him, the ones that's calling upon his name. He'll make the impossible possible. He makes it possible. I am makes it possible. The centurions ended up with a whole city because they went over the wall where God had made it possible for them to survive. The city became there. God wants to bless you, but you too afraid. You still hanging out with I am. But after tonight, you should be able to walk with possible and victory. The city belongs to you if you would only let I am go and grab a hold of possible. It'll take you over that wall that's blocking your path to your victory. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the precious Holy Spirit, the people of God say amen. And we're praying for the bereaved family. My sister lost a schoolmate from New York this morning. We're praying for the Ward family of Southampton. Yvonne Ward passed this morning. And I know that you all know others. But we're praying for your friends and family as well. And, of course, there's always sick folk. They're going to be here till Jesus comes. So, God, we ask that you would touch and heal bodies according to your will. Let it be so. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, heal my body so that I can run on with this gospel. In Jesus' mighty name. And it is so. Have a good night. I don't know what Tremaine Hawkins is singing, but I'm going to turn on because she's getting busy.
Have a good night, everyone.